Hi ho, my fellow junkies to the South, Musietic here, and welcome to the Musietic 27 podcast, where it's all music lovers alike. Today we're going to be reviewing the new Kid Cudi album, Insano. This is the 9th studio album by Cleveland superstar Kid Cudi, following up from his last project that he released sometime last year or 2 years ago with Intergalactic, which is considered to be either both a soundtrack and a studio album for the Netflix series that he has the same name, which was pretty cool to say the least too. Very fun, energetic, kind of collective idea for the concept albums that he's been doing recently for the past few years in his discography. Does a really nice job with it, to say the least for it. Now going on to this new album here, Insano was a heavily teased project, having to be considered a 40 song or 40 plus song album, and people were kind of concerned. It's like, oh my god, it's a very hefty project, is he actually gonna pull through with it or what? Then turns out to be just 21 tracks with some solid features on there from ASAP Rocky, Travis Scott, Young Thug, Lil Yachty, even XXXTentacion, even though technically it's a sampled feature for it, and so on and so forth. It was eclectic to see what he's going to go on to for it as a new sound, potentially having to have producers like Benny X on this one, having a more synth rage sound while trying to keep it bouncy and playful, to say the least, too, throughout this whole album. And I'd say he did pretty well with it, having to start off with the song Often I Have These Dreams with DJ Drama, which you would also see him kind of be appearing here and there on different songs, like if it was a Gangsta Grills mixtape a little bit too. But it kind of adds on to it a little bit more for some nice context, or maybe just to help get some texture to it a little bit too, having to say, oh, bouncing back to be the new Cudi that he is now and having a good beat to kind of bounce off from. It really works well, similar to the song Keep Bouncing, having to have a fun buzzy beat to kind of say like, oh, bounce, 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 pretty much a song that you want to hear live and have an amped up audience, to say the least too. Really works well. I like the ideas from it. But then we see some more rage-esque influenced beats, such as Get Off Me with Travis Scott, having to kind of have that buzzy synth rage with it, and kind of goes on through it for other songs such as like Too Damn High with Lil Yachty or Gotta Catch On, and so on and so forth. There's some songs that kind of sprinkles that in a little bit too. Other artists that are on this album, like ASAP Rocky on the song Wow, really it's a nice job and kind of being more boasting about their success, saying like, wow, 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 wow. Really catchy song, really catchy hook, having a nice verse from Rocky as well too. Really cool, does a nice job with it. We still continue on with other songs such as like Electro Wave Baby, more synth funk catchy type of production with a ASAP bass sample on this song. Really cool. That kind of makes it a more bouncy, eclectic song, similar to Funky Wizard Smoke later on in the album. Similar idea, similar vibe with it, with a catchy hook saying, if you got that cash, let's go. Hey, type stuff, you know? It's really cool, very introspective, good flow, very lax on the production, really catchy though. Then, like I mentioned, having XXXTentacion on this album with the song X and Cud, which is just pretty much a sampled feature for one of his songs on his 17 album, Orlando, which a lot of people had a little bit of a mixed review to it. It's like, why was this added? So on and so forth. To me, I thought it was whatever, nothing too crazy, having to go on to for it. Other than that, some other ones, we have some more amped up party tunes like At the Party with Pharrell Williams and Travis Scott. Really fun song, very bouncy synth beat to kind of say, we were just there at the party, better get in party, yeah, type shit too. Really cool. Travis does a nice job with his verse. Pharrell makes a great hook and kind of feels a little intoxicated a little bit too from Cudi's approach, which works really well and makes sense for the song. And then other songs such as A Tale of a Night, having to go more on that synth rage hype beat a little bit too, kind of talking about his journey and his current status as an artist as well too. Really cool, even similar to like Cud Life, to say the least too, having to be the king, end all be all, having to be the ruler, to say the least too. Really cool stuff, having to be kind of energetic as well as being demanding to show off some of the new sounds that he's going on to for it. Maybe not the similar type of MGMT or Ratatata type of production you might have seen in the first Man on the Moon 1, but still kind of see a nice progression for him as an artist. Really works well. even some more confident, nonchalant type of songs, such as like Most Ain't Dennis, having to kind of be more as like, this fuck you from me, I don't care if you like me, so what, I'm free, to say the least too. Really cool, really kind of catchy, Warped Rage sound a little bit too, kind of works well with it and I like it. But there's some songs I might would have cut out a little bit too to trim it up, such as like Get You Gone having to be the shortest song, being like a minute 59 seconds or something like that. Really works well for a song like that. Really catchy, cool stuff, but I would definitely have to say it's there just a filling for time. Kind of the same thing with X and Cut a little bit too, and some other ones. There's some good parts on this album that I feel that really shine on really well, especially close to the end of the album with songs like Porsche's Topless or Blue Sky, having to be more fun and bouncy and wavier tracks, to say the least too, to be more about the luxurious lifestyle or just having to be just having a happy mood in general for Kid Cudi. Even some more introspective, darker songs on this album, such as Tortured, having to be showing more about Cudi's inner demons and how he had to kind of battle them, so on and so forth. Really works well. Most of the time, it's a nice little arrange of songs from Cudi, as well as some great features to kind of balance off the chemistry with it, such as Rage Your Boys with Young Thug. Really does a nice job with the guitar trap beat. Young Thug does his thing, great job with his verse, as well as a good hook to kind of follow up with it. Similar to 7 with Lil Wayne, having to kind of be more of a shorter verse from Wayne with a wavy trap beat over it. Does a nice job with it, does a nice little combination for it. And another thing that I kind of noticed on this album was Cudi's use of the more mixed vocal approach for it to kind of blend in with the beat or kind of make it stand out a little bit more with it. In some cases they will work, in some cases it may not fit, but as his own album, as the overall consumption for this project here, I do believe that Insano does a nice job showing in a new side of Cudi and kind of going into more new production from Benny X and a bunch of other producers in that similar wavelength a little bit too. Does a nice job with it. I am really impressed with it, to say the least too. I'm giving this a 9.5 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a real great project. I love the versatility and the ideas that Cudi goes onto for it, having some features to kind of balance it out really well. There is like one or two, maybe three tracks that I would have taken out from this album, but other than that, it's pretty solid as a project. Really great, outstanding execution for it. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this project? I would. It's a real great project, having to see Cudi go into a new wave of synth rage beats, as well as kind of balancing it out with the more playful, catchy tunes to kind of balance it out. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment off this project. Thank you, Kimo Cremo Junkies.